Here is the former Raptor, former Spur, and Matt Bonner is with us. Well, how are you, Bonner?
Well, I'm doing great. That's an exaggerated description of my current
TV
job,
star,
but I'll take it. I'll take it.
Well, that's so
maybe in San Antonio.
explain what you're doing. What's your job? Do they pay you?
Yes, I am technically a professional because, yes, I get paid to analyze the San Antonio Spurs, which is a delight. It's my pleasure. And I couldn't have landed a more natural job having played for plus years as far as, just it being an easy transition.
Natural is an interesting word. Could I replace that with easy? Couldn't have landed an easier job than.
Hey, we should talk.
Well, it's his former team. Yeah, they're historically the best team of the last decade or more in the NBA.
I know
NBA.
They're not even shrouded in controversy.
Nah,
ever. They're
nothing.
Just the most businesslike team in basketball.
Yeah, it is.
I've been trying to shake it up, spice up the broadcast. I get the pregame and postgame show, bring some humor, some personality.
And
that's what I'm trying to do.
They must like what you're doing. Now, I was reading an interview with you about doing this job and getting into it and all that. And the interesting thing, or of the number of interesting things you said, one was you're not missing the game. You're in it. I mean, you probably miss being 22 and not being able to do, but not like it. I think what your line was, it did start to hurt a lot all the time.
Absolutely. And, going back to the last time I was on when I announced my retirement, it was a natural conclusion to my playing career. I did everything I could to try to play another year. It didn't work out, so I kind of had that peace of mind going into the transition. I think a lot of guys don't necessarily have that. They retire prematurely and try to make a comeback or have it in the back of their head. Well, man, maybe I still have it. Maybe I could have kept playing. I didn't have to contend with that mentally. So for me, it was, all right, what's next? I'm going to commit to this. So the broadcast thing is what was next, and I've committed to it, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I get to stay involved with the game, be around the team I played for the last 10 years, and it's been a lot of fun.
So here's all these guys who you spent the last decade with as a teammate. You know all kinds of intimate and secretive things about these people. And now, all of a sudden, you have gone over to the dark side. You're wearing a suit, corduroy pants, you got a microphone, and all of a sudden, how do they react to you?
They trust me, honestly. The guys on the team like to give me a hard time whenever I come around the locker room or whatever. They're just like, oh, it's the media. Watch what you say around that. And, always gets a good laugh, but I know what can be said and what can't be said, and what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room, just like Vegas. Well, maybe not. Similar.
You cut out a little bit there, but we'll continue in spite of that.
You had a long, successful NBA career, but you weren't a star. You weren't a starter a lot of the time. So we see Barkley and we see Shaq and those guys pontificating on the game. Do you bring a unique perspective to it, a different perspective than some people, some players?
I think I do. I went all 4 years to college, graduated, played 1 year overseas before I made the Toronto Raptors and broke into the league. And like you said, most of the time I was coming off the bench and in and out of the rotation even for multiple years. So I understand what it's like to really have to grind to – make the league and stay in the league. So I think that perspective, you're right, is different than most of the former player analysts you see on national TV.
Do you think your relationship with the media, and I can only speak for myself, Matty, I mean, you've always been really good to us, generous with your time, you're a lot of fun to talk to, you don't take the world too seriously. Do you think that this role that you have right now, where do you think it goes? Where would you like it to go?
I don't really have a huge plan currently. I've only been retired for 3 months. I've started the job. I've enjoyed it. I've worked hard at it. I don't know if, you know, you mentioned the New York Times article, and one of the things in there was some advice I got from my sister, who actually works in NBA ops and has to deal a lot with retired players who are kind of personally or professionally lost when they're finished playing.
Right.
And her go-to advice is, whatever you do, commit to it, give it 100%, no matter what it is. So that's what I've done, and I thought that was great advice. I don't think anyone, not anyone, but most, I think most guys, when you do one thing your whole life, and then you can't do it anymore, it's really hard to pick a winner right out of the gate. I did as much legwork and research as possible to make an informed decision on what I wanted to pursue, and I chose this, and I'm going to stick with it as long as I love doing it.
I guess Pop isn't going to probably spend a whole lot of time watching you. He said, when I asked about whether he'd caught your act, he said he caught it for 12 years. He's seen everything.
Yeah, no, I thought that was the best line, funniest line in the whole article.
It was good.
But you know what? It's funny you bring that up, though, because as a player, like right now I do the pregame and the postgame show. I never saw one, ever.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
You're always at the game.
Yeah.
So, like, when I got the job, and they're, like, talking to me like I know what it is, and I'm just like...
What happens?
I've never seen one. Yeah, I've been on the team for 10 years, but I've never seen a pregame, postgame show for the Spurs before because I'm always playing in the game.
Yeah.
So either preparing or afterwards, you know, it's not like we all turn on the TV and watch the post game show in the locker room after the game. So that's another aspect.
So we got to go 15 seconds. Put on your analyst hat. The Spurs have a chance to knock off the Warriors and get to the NBA final.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. I'm also, you know, a disciple of Pop, which is you don't skip steps. It's one day at a time, one game at a time.
All right.
So that's a long ways off. Look at last year. We thought we had it. We won 67 games, set a franchise record. It looked like for sure we were on a collision course with Golden State in the conference finals, and then we got knocked out in the second round against Oklahoma City.
There
so I'm not jinxing anything or counting any chickens.
Matty, we got to go. We wish you all the best, and we're going to stay in touch in spite of the fact that you no longer are playing basketball and are now one of us. welcome to the dark side.
Thank you.
And we'll
thank you, and go Raps in game 3.
Yeah.
Wish the Raptors luck.